This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will take part in the nationwide Operation Dry Water campaign this weekend to ensure boaters are celebrating the 4th of July holiday responsibly. According to a press release, the agency's conservation wardens will increase their presence on the water to check boaters for signs of impairment. Operation Dry Water first launched in 2009, resulting in nearly 8,000 impaired boaters being removed from the water across the country. U.S. Coast Guard officials also say alcohol is the leading known factor in fatal boating incidents. In addition to the increased enforcement on the water by the DNR, AAA will once again work to keep impaired drivers off the road. The organization will officially reactivate its Tow2Go program, running from 6 p.m. on Friday to 6 a.m. on Monday. The program allows AAA members and non-members who become too impaired to drive to call for a ride and a tow for their vehicle for free. Organization officials are also reminding residents that the Tow2Go program should be a last resort, and if they plan to consume alcohol, they should arrange their own ride. The City of Chippewa Falls is still looking for a city administrator months after beginning their search. The Chippewa Falls City Council unanimously approved $200,000 in funding to create the new city administrator position in December. At their meeting on Monday, however, Mayor Jason Hees said no offers of employment have been extended to the potential candidates they've interviewed as of yet. The City Council also directed the hiring firm Public Administrator Associates to continue their search for new potential candidates on behalf of the city. A Rice Lake man is facing felony charges after being accused of trying to hire someone to kill the mother of his child. According to court documents, 44-year-old Tyler Crotto was incarcerated at the Barron County Jail in relation to a separate case when he allegedly tried to hire a fellow inmate to kill the mother by providing her with a fatal dose of drugs. Authorities say Crotto later admitted to the attempted plot, and he was charged with solicitation of first-degree intentional homicide. He's facing up to 12 and a half years in prison and a $25,000 fine if convicted. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Three people were hospitalized in Grand Chute yesterday when a van smashed into a building. Grand Chute police say just before 4 p.m., a minivan crashed through the front entrance of Matthews Tire on College Avenue. Authorities haven't released the cause of the crash or condition of those injured, but say they'll share that information as the investigation continues. Nearly two dozen buildings on the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus are temporarily closing due to air conditioning issues. Vice Chancellor for Finance and Administration Robert Kramer says a broken chilled water line significantly reduced the university's ability to cool certain buildings down. Crews are working to install about 30 temporary chillers across campus until a permanent line can be installed, which is expected to take at least a month. University leaders say campus will stay open for classes and work, with some buildings set to have an increase in temperature to ensure other facilities are prioritized. As we get through day two of extreme heat warnings, safety experts are offering some tips on how to stay safe. They say never leave a child or pet in a locked car in this kind of heat, even with the windows open. Authorities say children and pets are especially vulnerable, and temperatures inside a car can become deadly in a matter of minutes. They say don't wait. If you see a child or a pet inside a locked car right now, call 911 immediately. Energy experts say there are ways to keep your home cooler, too. They recommend keeping shades and blinds closed during the day to block out sun and only use fans and air conditioning in rooms where you spend the most time. It also helps to wait until closer to sundown, they say, to run heat-generating appliances like your stove, dishwasher, or washer and dryer. 4th of July road trips in Wisconsin remain highly popular, even as drivers face peak summer fuel costs. Civic Media's Melissa Kay takes a look at what you can expect to pay at the pump.
Average gas prices fell 8.7 cents per gallon over the last week, the average landing at $3.63 on Monday. This is 57.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but 66.7 cents higher than this time last year. Average prices are at the lowest level since mid-March. That's according to officials at GasBuddy. The U.S. and Iran traded attacks towards the end of the week. However, hostilities halted just in time Sunday, preventing what could have been a significant spike in oil prices. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Though the situation is anything but predictable, GasBuddy officials anticipate the national average to continue drifting lower this week. As we look forward to those holiday weekend road trips, many Wisconsinites will be hitting the water. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people that keeping lakes clean starts with a few simple steps. During the Great Lakes Landing Blitz, workers will be at boat launches statewide to talk with visitors about stopping invasive species. The message is straightforward: inspect gear, remove plants, and drain all water before leaving. Officials say following these rules helps protect Wisconsin's waters and keeps them healthy for everyone. Wisconsin dairy farms could soon get more help finding workers, but only for short-term needs. New federal guidance now allows some dairy operations to use the H-2A migrant worker program if they can show the work is seasonal. Farm Bureau leaders say that's a step forward, though it does not solve the bigger issue of year-round labor. The program has grown quickly in Wisconsin. Dairy farmers are expected to use it on a limited basis as they adjust to the new rules. 4th of July road trips in Wisconsin remain highly popular, even as drivers face peak summer fuel costs. Civic Media's Melissa Kay takes a look at what you can expect to pay at the pump.
Average gas prices fell 8.7 cents per gallon over the last week, the average landing at $3.63 on Monday. This is 57.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago, but 66.7 cents higher than this time last year. Average prices are at the lowest level since mid-March. That's according to officials at GasBuddy. The U.S. and Iran traded attacks towards the end of the week. However, hostilities halted just in time Sunday, preventing what could have been a significant spike in oil prices. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Though the situation is anything but predictable, GasBuddy officials anticipate the national average to continue drifting lower this week. As we look forward to those holiday weekend road trips, many Wisconsinites will be hitting the water. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people that keeping lakes clean starts with a few simple steps. During the Great Lakes Landing Blitz, workers will be at boat launches statewide to talk with visitors about stopping invasive species. The message is straightforward: inspect gear, remove plants, and drain all water before leaving. Officials say following these rules helps protect Wisconsin's waters and keeps them healthy for everyone. Wisconsin dairy farms could soon get more help finding workers, but only for short-term needs. New federal guidance now allows some dairy operations to use the H-2A migrant worker program if they can show the work is seasonal. Farm Bureau leaders say that's a step forward, though it does not solve the bigger issue of year-round labor. The program has grown quickly in Wisconsin. Dairy farmers are expected to use it on a limited basis as they adjust to the new rules. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers go for a series win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the Brewers and Reds 4-game series tonight in Milwaukee. The crew with a 7-2 win last night, hitting 5 singles in a row during a 4-run rally against the Reds' Rhett Lauder. Manager Terry Francona asked, did it feel like death by paper cuts?
Kind of took his words right out of my mouth. That's exactly, I mean, they hit a couple balls really hard and they hit a lot of singles, and I'm not taking anything away from what they do. They put the ball in play. They hit the ball the other way. You've heard me say it a million times. You're going to get rewarded for that. And they run.
Sal Frelick with the go-ahead RBI single in the fourth.
Yeah, great inning. I think we kind of said before the game, off louder there, just take your singles. Be aggressive. Just require almost like death by paper cuts.
In Badgers news, Wisconsin in talks with Sean Eichhorst as their next athletic director. Eichhorst from Lone Rock, Wisconsin, has worked for Nebraska, Miami, and was once an assistant to Barry Alvarez at Wisconsin. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
Scattered thunderstorms this morning into early afternoon, then gradual clearing. After that, muggy again with a high in the mid to upper 80s. Some of those storms could be severe, so stay weather aware here through the day today. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered storms in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.